talking to the owners.
They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold gets up.
Sun Wrestling Show on WRAT.com.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Stanley Mack. Yes, this is the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show. And if you don't know, I am East Side Dave. I'm actually on the morning rat race on 95.9 The Rat. And with me is my son, Stanley Mack. A big round of applause, Stanley Mack.
And by the way, check that out.
Go check that out. Thank you. Check out the Morning Rat Race. Are you giving me a little plug, a little promotion here? Is this what we call cross-promotion in the business, sir?
Yup.
Thank you. Thank you for the delayed yup. Listen to me. This is exciting for us because we have actually been doing this show since... Well, actually, Stanley Mack, how long have we been doing this show?
Soon going to be 5 years.
That's right. Since 2015, that was our inaugural episode.
Five years is a long time.
5 years, that's an incredible time. Half a decade, and you're still a kid, which I don't even know how we were. I guess we must have been doing it since you were a baby or something. But anyway.
Since I was five.
But the point is, we've been doing it for 5 years, but now we've also been picked up professionally. How about that? Round of applause. From the great rock and roll station 95.9 The Rat in New Jersey, and we are on WRAT.com. So while our show's been around, while we're a well-oiled machine at this point, this is actually our first episode for 95.9 The Rat FM for their website, which is WRAT.com. So we're really excited for that, Stanley, right? Come on, talk to me, buddy.
Yep.
We were just in the St. Patrick's Day parade. The Belmar Parade with the Rat. We were on the 95.9 The Rat float right there. You were pointing. You were excited. You grabbed the microphone at one time. You did your best Paul Heyman. Say something at this point.
My name is Stanley.
You're legitimately doing a Paul Heyman impression now?
And I am the advocate of the... reigning, defending, undisputed,
Universal champion,
Daddy Mack!
Oh, I thought you were going to say Brock Lesnar, but that's right. If you're Paul Heyman,
then you would be.
Then I'm Brock Lesnar. And that is the way I feel. And by the way, we're going to get into a couple things outside of this upcoming pay-per-view. This Sunday is the WWE Elimination Chamber.
But still stick around.
Yeah, no, but we're gonna do some things. So how our show works, if you're tuning in for the very first time, is this comes out before every major WWE pay-per-view. Every major one, you know, on a Sunday night, your big timers right there, that's when we do this show. Obviously, our next episode will be the WrestleMania episode, so we're extremely excited for that. But this is the Elimination Chamber because Elimination Chamber is this Sunday. Yes, Stanley.
I am sorry to correct you, but this will not be our last.
It's not going to be our last before WrestleMania.
Fastlane.
Fastlane's still around? I don't know if Fastlane's going to be around this year, dude. I think that was a one and done.
No, actually, it was 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019.
And this is why I am the dope in this duo, and he is considered to be the smart one, because he actually has a much more knowledge about these things than I do, I suppose. That upsets me. So at every chance I get, I do try and undermine you. I try and backstab you. I'm the heel of this team. You're the baby face. I understand. Plenty of people consider you the baby face, the hero of the Eastside David Sun Show. Yeah.
You know what? I'm actually going to give you 50 points on that one.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I deserve 1,000 points, but I'll take 50.
Actually, now I'm going to minus 100 since you said that.
Oh, my gosh. I knew it. I blew it. All right, let's do this. You ready? So it's Elimination Chamber this Sunday. Check your local listings and your times for when it's going to be on. But we're going to get right into all of the matches and then stick around. We're going to give you a little talk about what we think about The Fiend losing his Universal Championship to Goldberg at Superstar Showdown. Also, what do you think about Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton with Beth Phoenix? I mean, my God. Wait. What happened this past week on Monday Night Raw? He RKO'd the woman.
Wait, Undertaker?
And The Undertaker came back at Superstar Showdown. So much to talk about.
John Cena and The Fiend?
The Fiend and John Cena at WrestleMania. That looks like the matchup. Anything else?
The Miz and Morrison's trying
Miz
to start
and Morrison.
Chant?
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Ho. Miz and Morrison! Hey, hey!
Ho, ho!
So much to talk about, but we gotta get into what the show's about first, which is previews, predictions, and prognostications with the upcoming pay-per-view event. And like I said, it's Elimination Chamber this Sunday. Let's get right into the matches. Stanley Mack. We're going to start off with a 3-on-1 handicap match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. It's Braun Strowman, your Intercontinental Champion, versus Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn. What do you think here, pal?
I mean, Braun's going to win in 2 minutes. I know it's a 3-on-1 handicap match, but
Braun's going to annihilate these guys. Yeah. Squash match, maybe even.
A 3-on-1 squash match.
Okay, I can see it. I like your prediction. I think your prediction is well thought out. I think it makes sense, and I think it's flat out wrong. Okay, I think we have our first disagreement of the episode. I think you're nuts. Oh, yeah. You're nuts, because what I'm thinking is that they're going to want the Intercontinental Championship off of Braun.
Wait, this is for the title?
Yeah, this is an Intercontinental Championship match.
Oh, then I'm changing it.
You're changing it to what?
To...
That was going to be my angle.
No. To, you know, who gets... But that, you
who?
Know how we know who's champion?
Who?
Whoever gets the pin.
That's right.
And I say Sami pins him for the 1-2-3 in Sami's new IC
Well,
champion.
Way to be a prediction stealer.
Wait, that was going to be yours?
That was going to be mine. But at least I know that you are indeed my offspring. So a round of applause, because that was my exact thought. That's why I disagreed with you initially. I think going into WrestleMania, wouldn't it be nice to see Braun Strowman just annihilate Sami Zayn and get his Intercontinental Championship back? So I do think that there's going to be some kind of underhanded thing, and Shinsuke and Cesaro are going to kick him and slam him, but then it will be Sami Zayn getting the pin and getting the Intercontinental Championship.
If it's not Sami, then I think it's going to be Strowman.
Okay.
It's either Sami or Strowman.
We don't do the either or. Get off the fence.
We don't either or.
What's your prediction?
My prediction's full on Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn. Okay, so actually we're in agreement. If you're keeping track at home, we are now in agreement. Sami Zayn, your new WWE Intercontinental Champion. All right, let's go to a match that I'm excited for after Monday Night Raw. The Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford, put on a phenomenal match against Seth Rollins and Murphy. Why did they get rid of Murphy's first name? He used to be Buddy Murphy, and now Vince McMahon decided he needs the Cher Madonna treatment, and a guy whose name is, well, quite frankly, as generic as Murphy is getting the Sting treatment, if you will. Doesn't make sense to me. But regardless, their tag team match on Monday Night Raw was fantastic. Street Profits and Rollins and Murphy put on a show. The Street Profits won, and they became your new WWE Raw Tag Team Champs. Do they defend the belt, or do they lose?
Wait, but do I have to call him Murphy, or can
you
I call him
whatever
Buddy?
You want? You're an American, pal. Wow, that was a surprisingly long ovation for that. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know what I say? The winner of the match and your new World Tag Team Champion, Seth Rollins.
Wow.
And Buddy Murphy. I know they just lost it to them, but I'm going with them.
All right. I like that prediction. I disagree with it.
First time.
I do disagree with it. The Street Profits just won the championships on Monday Night Raw.
I just think it was supposed to just be like a good moment, and then...
It was a great moment. It was a fantastic match. And trust me when I tell you, Montez Ford will be a WWE champion someday. Yeah, that guy's got money written all over him.
And as for Angelo Dawkins, you know what you're going to do? You're going to have maybe... You're going to be a champion in IWF.
Angela, wait a second. Did you just take a shot at my wrestling league, IWF, in case people are wondering? Yes, I'm an active... active participant of the IWF. That's the Independent Wrestling Federation. Check out campiwf.com. We actually have an event this April. I go by Father David. I'm a very, very evil and bad priest. And that's something you could see in Nutley, New Jersey in April. But I'm not here to plug myself here. Listen, Angelo Dawkins, okay? You better start knowing the name Marty Jannetty, pal. Because Montez Ford has got Shawn Michaels written all over him. And, well, Angelo, you don't.
Yeah, Marty Jannetty. Actually, Marty Jannetty was Intercontinental Champion.
I know. I'm just having some fun. Anytime there's a great tag team, and one guy is absolutely awesome, and everyone's like, this guy's going to be incredible. And then the other guy is like, That's the ultimate example of the Rockers, Shawn Michaels, who did become one of the greatest of all time. And his partner was Marty Jannetty. And, well, yeah. Shawn Michaels sounds like a star. Yeah. Marty Jannetty's like, it sounds like the guy who, with all due respect, you know, operates the leaf blower outside your apartment.
Okay. Mm. You know what? A lot of you might know Shawn Michaels. But a lot of you might not know Marty Jannetty.
No, they don't know Marty Jannetty. I mean, they don't know us. How would they know Marty Jannetty? We're superstars. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put our superstardom?
11.
It's the answer I always want to hear. Whether you're a babyface or heel, you must believe in yourself. But I do think Street Profits will defend. Next match is going to be... Okay, let's go to the... Raw Women's Elimination Chamber match. Now, here's the deal. This is all for the Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania 36. So in other words, whoever wins this will fight Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania 36, which is only a month away. Can you believe it?
I don't know. It feels like... Wow. It's weird. It's only like, remember when we went WrestleMania last year? It feels like that was yesterday.
It does feel like that was yesterday. All
it's
right,
almost a year ago.
You're right. Did you have a good time? You and me were at WrestleMania 35, MetLife Stadium. Saw so much fantastic stuff. Did you have a good time there?
Yeah.
Thank you. You can thank Doug the promo rat too for getting us free tickets. Go ahead. On the air.
Thank you.
Doug. The promo rat.
The promo rat.
Not the most heartfelt thank you of all time. And except for the end. I like the end there. Natalya versus Liv Morgan versus Shayna Baszler versus Asuka versus Ruby Riott versus
Shayna Baszler
versus Sarah Logan. They are your participants in the Raw Women's Elimination Chamber match. Who's going to win? I think I know your prediction.
Daddy?
Because you just said it.
This is actually maybe the easiest prediction on that we've ever done in the East Side Dave and Sun Wrestling show.
Talk to me. Talk smack talk, boy.
Shayna Baszler. It's like...
All right, let me just give you a really quick opinion of Shayna Baszler. Fantastic. Love the character. Love the persona. Love the fact that she has a real UFC background.
She's good in the mic.
I'm not crazy about her microphone skills. Specifically, I actually have a very specific piece of advice for Shayna Baszler. Her voice is too high. It's too high. It's too plain. She looks intimidating as all hell. No one is saying that she's not, you know, she has it going on in the persona. I'm an intimidating, a butt-kicking type of, you know, wrestler, a la Ronda Rousey, a la Brock Lesnar, because like those two, she also came from UFC. But they need to do something about her voice. Someone needs to tell her, hey, you know, put some baritone in the voice. Daddy, make it deeper. Let's go. Make it scary.
I love Shayna Baszler. I don't know if I've told you this, but I think she is, I see potential for her to be like a four-time champion.
Something
like that.
As when she comes out,
as Booker T would say, five-time all women's champion.
I agree with all of it, and this is just a quick little calibration they can do. Someone can just simply say, consciously make your voice deeper, because she comes out and she's like, she really does look intimidating, and she really does look like no one could beat her. But then you see her on the microphone, and it's like, I'm gonna get Becky Lynch. I'd like to beat Becky Lynch. Becky, you're not so tough. And it's like, I'm not buying it. Who do I think is gonna win? You called it. It's Shayna Baszler.
This is
an easy one. Unless they go the Asuka route again, because Asuka and Becky have a little bit of a rivalry here.
But if they do Asuka Becky WrestleMania, like, why? See, Vince, if you're listening.
Oh, you're giving a shout out. You are giving a directive to Vince McMahon.
Vince.
You better watch it if you want a career in the WWE when you grow up. I'm done. I know. That shot for me is never going to happen. But you're, what, 10?
Yeah.
All right.
But Vince.
He's going full. You're going full. All right.
What the thing you shouldn't do? Have Asuka wrestle solo when she's in the tag team.
Well, it is weird that, once again, we're not seeing the women's tag team division in any way, shape, or form. And what's weird, what's doubly weird, is Asuka got some popularity back with the WWE Universe with this tag team championship run that she's on. So why is she now wrestling solo so many times? Can you get that? Grab him, please. Sorry. Come here. Okay, thank you, please. We do have, apparently, Gunther the dog believes that Asuka's going to win and does not like our take on Asuka. Thank you. That's enough. Appreciate that. Okay, so we both agree, Shayna Baszler. Next match, Stanley Mack. How about this? Aleister Black versus AJ Styles. No disqualification match, by the way.
I mean, I actually think, what if, this is a very tough match.
This has the potential to be a great match.
It does.
Have two fantastic wrestlers right there. Fantastic in-ring ability. I am such a fan of AJ Styles these days. This crybaby AJ Styles is my favorite.
Good news for you, I think we're going to be seeing this for years.
I hope so. Don't need to ever put AJ as a babyface. He works great as heel, and he works great specifically as crybaby heel. Yeah. But you got to give me a prediction. Aleister Black or AJ, let's go.
It's tough, right?
Well.
They
don't pay you the big bucks to do the Eastside Dave & Son Wrestling Show on WRAT.com for nothing. Actually, they're not paying you. They're paying me, and I'm supposed to split it with you. But like, many children actors.
You know what? I'm actually going to go with Upset City.
Oh, Upset City?
Aleister Black.
Wow. That's a bold prediction. One that I would not make. One that I will not make, quite frankly. I think you have a jelly donut for a brain. AJ Styles is winning this match. I think what you just said is one of the 3 to 5 least intelligent things I've ever heard. For those listening at home, remember, I'm the heel. Don't get upset. He's used to this.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
But quite frankly, you have Doritos for brains.
But guys, just remember this. He has peanuts, so it's all right.
I have peanuts?
For a brain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What happens is every time he has a peanut, it goes into his mouth and it goes into his brain.
That hurts my feelings because that's I actually do have that issue. It's a health issue. I have to go to the doctor tomorrow to have that corrected. No, I think AJ Styles is going to win. I mean that. I'm heartfelt about that because I think actually AJ is going to get his Undertaker rematch at WrestleMania. And okay. Remember, Superstar Showdown, Undertaker came out of that tournament gauntlet match and chokeslammed AJ Styles.
I was thinking it was going to be the Fiend Undertaker, but no, he's fine, Cena.
Right. We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute.
Let's go with this one, Macko. WWE United States Championship match. Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. I'm not that much into this match, but who's the champion?
I'm sorry. Andrade. WWE United States Champion Andrade will defend his championship against Humberto Carrillo. Hold on, wait a second.
I would like to go with another upset for WRAT, but I'm not. I'm going Andrade.
You're going with Andrade.
That's an upset.
No, he's the champion. How could the champion ever be an upset?
You're acting like, oh, you Andrade.
I'm saying it because we have yet another disagreement. I'm not going with Andrade. I am going with the challenger in this match, and that's mainly because I simply want to do this one more time. Humberto Carrillo. Next match.
Just get used to it if you're new.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Am I silly? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, just...
I am professional. Now, listen. This is a match that I'm into. An Elimination Chamber match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. That's Miz and Morrison, okay? Miz and Morrison. Hey, ho, ho. Miz and Morrison. Hey, ho, ho. We could tighten up on our chanting.
Yeah, hey,
we're slightly out of sync.
Yeah, we were.
It's embarrassing.
It sounded like it was hey, ho, ho. Miz.
I'm blaming you on that.
Okay.
Honestly. Now, it's Miz and Morrison. Your WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions. This is an Elimination Chamber match where they're going to have to defend the belt against The New Day, Big E and Kofi Kingston, The Usos, Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso, Heavy Machinery, Otis and Tucker, Lucha House Party, Lince Dorado and Grand Metalik, and Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Team of Ziggler and Roode.
I say this, we are down to two teams, and none of them are the champions. The New Day and the Heavy Machinery.
I don't know where to go with this one.
Daddy, you know what I say,
this
though?
This is a tough one.
Xavier comes out. Xavier Woods.
I like
returns
this.
And
I like
helps
it.
Out the Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, but there's a cage. He can't get in.
The New Day.
Elimination Chamber. How would he get in there?
Comes out and distracts them.
Gets
or
a saw or
he
something.
Distracts the Heavy Machinery or some.
Yeah, how is he gonna get in?
He distracts them. He like does his like trombone thing.
No, but I mean, are you saying he's gonna go down the ring with the
I'm saying they're down to the final two. He comes out, and on the side, he does like his trombone thing.
He does a trombone outside of the Elimination Chamber,
and that distracts
them. A little music.
Because I feel like his injury's been a while. I feel like he could be ready. Do you?
I hope so. I'd like to see Xavier Woods back. All right, so give me a
give. That too. So shout out to Xavier.
So you're going. Oh, shout out to Xavier Woods. You're going with New Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, your applesauce brain renders a terrible prediction.
You're going Miz and Morrison.
I am going Miz and Morrison, thank you. I'm going Miz and Morrison because I believe in Miz and Morrison. Hey, hey!
Ho, ho! Ho. Ho.
Miz and Morrison! Hey, hey!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
I am a believer in Miz and Morrison, yes. All right, so those are your matches for Elimination Chamber match.
But we're not done with the video.
Curiously, there's no, as of now, there's no Universal Championship match listed, and there's no, WWE Championship match. I believe Brock Lesnar. I know that Brock Lesnar. I'm pretty sure he is not defending the belt. But I thought Goldberg was supposed to defend it against Roman Reigns. So let's talk about that. Goldberg, shocking the WWE universe by beating its arguably number one most popular character in The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. This happened at the Superstar Showdown in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I'm actually happy.
Happy? That The Fiend lost?
I love The Fiend. But see,
me too.
Because Reigns came out, and it's because when Reigns came out, that's a way to, like, push him, and I think that's a smart
right.
move.
So you're skipping to the next day, then, on SmackDown.
Oh.
Goldberg came out as your Universal Champion. He kind of got booed by the WWE Universe.
Is he being like a heel?
Well, he was treated like a heel by the WWE Universe because he had just defeated The Fiend, okay, who is, you know, extremely popular right now. So then, yes, on Friday Night SmackDown, Roman Reigns came out and says, "I am next, Goldberg." And the fans actually applauded Roman. They wanted to see him.
So, actually, I would have wanted The Fiend. I would have wanted The Fiend. It was a good thing that Reigns came out. That helps Roman Reigns, but does it help The Fiend, is the thing.
I'm not so sure if it helps The Fiend. Now, as you just pointed out earlier,
it helps Reigns.
The one thing that I like is I am intrigued by The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. We've seen Bray Wyatt in a much, you know, younger, different incarnation take on John Cena at WrestleMania, but that was, what, 2015?
Yeah, but Daddy. Actually, it was 2014, but...
Well, whenever it was.
Yeah, but the point is, they should have had him kept it, so then Cena could become 16-time champion.
Well, he is 16-time champion.
His I'm next, 17.
His next belt. Well, okay, so can I get to a prediction that I... Or how about this? Not a prediction, but a way for the WWE universe and the WWE itself to get everything that they want. Everything. They could have everything that they want with this... thinking. You ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm giving you a storyline, WWE. I'm giving you an angle. I'm giving you a way to solve this. Because I don't know if you know, Stanley, but on the internet, thousands, if not millions of WWE fans were very, very upset that The Fiend lost to Goldberg.
What would be a way to make it better?
All right. Here you go. Ready? Roman Reigns takes on Goldberg. At Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah.
He defeats Goldberg. He wins the Universal Championship. Then he celebrates on Friday Night SmackDown. Lights go off. Fiend does the Manimal Claw, points at WrestleMania sign. Hold on. What does this mean? The Fiend already seemed to challenge John Cena. The Fiend is going to be wrestling John Cena at WrestleMania. How could he do it? Well, here's the deal. He's the Fiend. He's into chaos and mayhem. How about the fact that he challenges them both to a match at WrestleMania?
What do you mean, separate matches?
No. Triple threat.
No.
We've had triple threats in the past. They've been successful. Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus Batista in WrestleMania 30, 2014. Why can't we have... Look, and here's how you spin it. You say, John Cena wins. He becomes 17-time world champion, breaking his tie with Ric Flair. That's the most championships ever. Roman Reigns wins. He is officially the big dog of the WWE. Or The Fiend wins, and he is officially the number one guy of the WWE.
Wait, what does this have to do with Goldberg?
Goldberg is done. Goldberg, I don't even want to see Goldberg at WrestleMania. My point is, have Roman Reigns beat Goldberg at the Elimination Chamber, straight up one-on-one match. and then have a triple threat match with The Fiend, Roman Reigns. And by the way, you could have The Fiend pin John Cena. If you're worried about Roman Reigns doesn't even need to lose the belt. And it would be revenge for when John Cena beat Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. To me, this makes total sense.
Actually,
it would be satisfying for everyone.
Bray Wyatt has beaten him most times, though. But he's beaten him like 3 times.
I know, but at WrestleMania, Cena beat Bray Wyatt. So now, with Bray Wyatt slash The Fiend, they're the same person.
Don't be confused.
Don't be confused if you don't know what the heck we're talking about. You know, this way, you have Bray Wyatt getting revenge on Cena. And at the same time, if Bray Wyatt pins Cena, then Roman Reigns doesn't look bad by actually losing the belt. He never gets his shoulders pinned. What do you think about this?
But you know what I think? It's a good idea. But what if the Fiend fight them both in like separate matches?
I think that's cool. They did that before with what was it, WrestleMania 10, where Bret Hart had to take on Yokozuna and his brother Owen Hart. I mean, yeah, they've had people. And in fact, let's go back to the WrestleMania 30. They had Daniel Bryan do 2 matches, one against Triple H, and then the Triple Threat where he took on Randy Orton.
They could go that way, could they?
Well, so you want 2 separate matches? I think you throw it all together. You throw all together for in a Triple Threat match.
I mean, The Fiend, John Cena,
and Roman Reigns. That's star power right
that's
there.
That's great, but
that's a great main event.
It almost sounds too great. It almost sounds too good to be true.
But that's the point. How come the WWE, why are they always making the decisions that are less than too good to be true? Stanley, you're how old? You're 10 years old, right? The WWE wants you, your demographic. When are you going to be 11?
May.
Okay, you're going to turn 11 in May. You're the perfect demographic for WWE. You want that? You think it's too good to be true?
Yeah.
The point is, that's the type of match that they need to be doing. That's the type of match that should be on WrestleMania. And that's the type of match that The Fiend deserves. You have a breakthrough revolutionary character in The Fiend. Something we haven't seen this unique since The Undertaker. Like 1990 Undertaker. Treat that with respect and give The Fiend the championship. What do you think about that?
The Fiend, you know what I say? If they do a triple threat, you know what I say give it to?
What?
Reigns by pinning The Fiend, since he would be the first guy. Actually, he would be
Reigns
the first.
Reigns has the champion. No, hold on. You can't have The Fiend go out and lose. Then he's going to be effectively buried. If The Fiend loses at WrestleMania, I'm going to be really ticked off.
That could. Daddy.
You lessen him
by
doing that.
If Roman Reigns wins, that will mean that he is the guy.
I said if he wins, but and if Cena wins, he becomes the number one, most world championships of all time with 17. But I'm saying if, listen to how I'm talking. If Roman Reigns wins, I'm saying that's how you present the story. But who should win? The Fiend, 1,000,000%. Come on now. Make the right call here.
It's
what the fans want.
Because I'm being honest, I think I'm rooting for The Fiend. But I think more people are actually wanting Roman Reigns. I want The Fiend. But I think more people are going for Roman Reigns.
I'm not so sure about that. But, let me ask you, do you have any friends who are into wrestling? Who do they prefer, Roman Reigns or The Fiend?
No. I try to talk with some, but they don't have any. They just think I'm some crazy person.
You are crazy.
They have no.
That's the thing. Your friends are right about you. You're nuts. Oh no! That's our exit music. That's it. That was a fast episode. That's our exit music, pal. Yeah. We gotta get out of here. Do you have anything to say before we go? Our inaugural WRAT.com episode. We've been doing this for 5 years, but it's nice that it's on a professional capacity now. You're like a big timer now. Come on, say something to the mic. Give me something here. Give me Stanley's final thoughts.
We did talk about The Fiend and Cena. Wasn't there something else that we wanted to talk about?
We covered it all. We don't want to go too long. We're going to go long for the WrestleMania match.
Randy Beth?
Okay, yeah. Give me your take on Randy Orton.
Randy Orton RKO'd the woman.
Randy Beth Orton Phoenix. RKO'd Beth Phoenix. The Edge's wife. Very inappropriate, Randy.
It's
evil.
It's something you shouldn't want.
Evil. Uh-oh. What happened to our exit music? All right, yeah, how about that Randy Orton thing, huh? Oh my gosh. That was nuts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's back. Our exit music is back. All right, Stanley. Give me one final thought and then we got to get out of here.
That was it. I was just going to tell you that. I already did it.
Give me a thought to the audience. Say something nice.
Thanks for watching.
There you go. Fantastic. Well, listen, watch
our fast lane.
Elimination Chamber.
No, what?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
watch our fast lane show.
Listen, we want you to enjoy. Yep, we'll be back for whatever that next pay-per-view is, okay? Stanley's intent on thinking it's fast lane. I'm not so sure. Here's the bottom line. We want you to enjoy Elimination Chamber. It should be a very fun pay-per-view. We're going to have some storylines figured out as we move forward to WrestleMania. We're very excited. What a time of year to be a wrestling fan. We want to thank everyone for listening to the East Side Davidson Wrestling Show these past 5 years. And to the new audience at WRAT.com, we say welcome and thank you. Now let's rock and roll for Stanley Mack. My name is East Side Dave. Good night, everybody.